Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband. He's hanging on by a thread.
I'm fucking sick.
Chris Ramsey.
I'm fucking sick. Hey, guys. Hey, listeners. Hey, beautiful people. Are you fucking sick? I'm fucking sick.
Right, stop.
If you're not up to date, by the way, if you're listening to this after, we've just been Uncle Boris has been on the news again and done a big shit directly into our eyes. We talked about it last week about the Northeast being on a lockdown, and we are now on another lockdown.
Fully blown lockdown. But listen, silver lining, right? Yeah. We like winning. Everybody likes winning.
Yeah.
Okay, we've had a lot of awards recently. The podcast is doing really well. Our hometown, Chris.
Yeah.
Our hometown where we live, where we've grown up.
Yeah.
We are currently second place on the leaderboard of the highest number of coronavirus cases.
God, I want to win.
So
what do we do?
Just keep shagging.
Everyone listening. Town Square tonight. Spit in each other's mouth party. Go. 9 o'clock tonight. It doesn't matter.
But seriously.
You can't slag us off for that because I don't know what day you listen to this. So that's just a joke.
Let's just stop being so bloody nice, eh?
Honestly.
Northerners, we kind of keep flipping hands off each other.
Oh, bloody people shaking hands, bloody licking each other's tongues and that.
It's too much.
That bloke might be back in. I told you, didn't I, about when my dad worked in the pit, and if they got anything in the shipyard, if they got something in their eye, they went to some guy's little hut and he licked it out their eye with the back of his
tongue. Have you ever mentioned this on here?
I think I might have.
You must have.
Well, I've mentioned it in the intro now because my head's all over the fucking place.
Yeah, you told me that story once, and I was horrified.
So my dad worked at the shipyards, and whenever they got something in their eye, they would go to see a guy. His name was Geordie or Jackie or something.
Of course it was.
They'd go and see him, and he'd be in the workshop, and he'd be like, "I've got something in my eye." And he would hold their eye open, and he would lick their eyeball with the underside of his tongue, though, because the underside's softer.
Smoother.
Softer.
I'm sorry, but what is your job? I lick all the lads' eyeballs.
I'm going to be honest with you, I think this was before health and safety.
I think it might have been. How old's your dad? 370? Oh, my word.
But what I'm saying is, I think the reason we are so high is because I think he's back. I think he's back on the scene.
Is he back licking?
Yeah.
Right.
I think he also, with the rough side of his tongue, he can get a dislodged contact lens out as well.
Wow. Wow, it is hay fever season.
Well, there we go.
So, there's a lot of that going on.
Well, guys, it's episode 83. Thank you so, so much for listening. And please continue to like, rate, and subscribe. Now, when I say rate, subscribe, obviously, on Spotify and on all the rest of them on Apple. When I say rate, if you go on and give a little 5-star rating on Apple, on the Apple thing, that would be lovely. It's always nice to see one of them. Thank you. And yeah, without further ado, before we go any further, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
I didn't know if you'd be doing a lucrative sponsor because I know today's been a really rough day for you. Can I tell them?
Money never sleeps.
Can I tell them all about today?
Money never sleeps. Tell them about today if you like.
So today, we are actually recording the podcast at night time.
It's night time. Robin's in bed.
Robin's in bed because Chris didn't do well today.
No.
After the announcement last night. Didn't get to do the podcast because you were utterly miserable.
It's not that the announcement affected me in any way because we're already on a local lockdown. So basically the rest of the country who got that announcement, they're on their fucking holidays compared to us because they still got rule of six and we're not allowed anywhere around. It's just like the Hunger Games. It's that thing of everyone gather around a big screen and look at the big man's face to hear what bit of your life's getting fucking fucking bummed out of existence today.
It's the uncertainty, isn't
it's
it?
Not, no, it's not even the uncertainty. Bonk. It's like right, the, sorry. No, it's like the hand everyone march to the telly at 8 o'clock. Boris comes on and tells us how he's going to shit all over. It's just crazy. And I know he's not shitting all over. I know it's to save. It's a weird thing because some people are fearing for their lives, literally fearing for their lives. Mm. Some people are fearing for their livelihood. Mm-hmm. And I'm just fucking miserable because people are grassing on each other and people are just being dickheads and. Oh, and people are so angry, and it's just the vibe it's given off that's upsetting me. But money never sleeps.
Oh, it's time right, for this okay, week's of course it is. Right.
This week's lucrative sponsor is...
Yes.
Go out to the pubs. Whoa, you went to the pubs. We're shutting the pubs.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think that's how it went, actually.
Exactly how it went.
The government.
Get yourself to the pub. Hey, we'll pay half your bill. Go on, get yourself on a Wednesday. Treat yourself.
Yeah.
Whoa. You went out?
With other people?
On a Wednesday?
Not just by yourself?
Shut that fucking pub right now. Madness.
Blaming all the youngins. That's what I'm fuming at.
Blaming
all the youngins. Like, honestly, you told them to go out.
You did tell them to go out.
Like, you tell them, go on, go out, have fun. And they did it, like I would have done when I was their age. But, you know, anyway... We've moaned enough. We need to stop because this is bad.
The jingle is going to cleanse us all. And we're going to start with our normal patter. But we'd just like to be honest to you guys and we'd like to let you know when we've had... I went back to fucking bed today.
Yeah, I know you did.
We were supposed to record the podcast and I went back to bed. I texted my producer, I said, is it okay if I send you the files tonight? Went to bed for an hour and a half during the day.
I think you needed it.
Yeah. Didn't make us feel any better though.
No, it never does, annoyingly.
I looked at the clock, I woke up, I was like, time to get up, a new day, a new me. And I came downstairs and I was like, I want to go back to bed. Fucking sick. But I'm having a wine.
But listen, yeah, you have your wine, you selfish little shit.
You're selfish. I miss you. I want you to drink with us. It's upsetting.
And we are going to take you away from all of this bullshit for an hour or so. Come on, I've got loads of good stories.
Play the soul cleansing, happy, happy jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed.
Shag Married Annoyed.
Hope you're all well. We've moaned enough, so let's just crack on.
We have. My hands are hurting.
Why?
So I'm a manual labourer now. Manual labourer.
You put one wardrobe together.
I beg your pardon. It was a corner wardrobe, which is essentially a wardrobe and a half. Then it was two other wardrobes on top of that. That's 3.5 wardrobes.
Is that what's wrong with you? Is that why you're so exhausted? Because you've actually done a little bit of manual labour.
Last night I cut my hand with a screwdriver and I hurt both my thumbnails. I've hurt both my thumbnails.
I know.
Do you know that?
Well, just wait till my beef section.
Oh, okay.
You're going to enjoy that. Yeah.
They were both bleeding. And then I put drawers on Robin's cupboard. Mm-hmm. And then I moved all my clothes from one room to the other room. Now guys, me and Rosie share a dressing room now. Those girls getting ready for a night out, just chatting. In there.
No, what night out, Chris? We're not allowed to see any of that one.
In the front room. We'll sometimes go for a night out in the front room or something. In the orangery.
It's just the best time ever.
Do go turn the music on and we use our hairbrushes as microphones and we're singing and we'll have a right laugh, don't we? And talk about boys and that.
Don't, because you're making it sad because I actually really like that part of a night.
Yeah.
Getting ready with your mates in your room. I still do it now at 33.
Well, weirdly.
34. Shit.
Oh, you're 34. Oh, I'm 34.
Oh, shit.
I've referred to myself as 33 today. That's
you
really sad.
You lying little shitbag that you are.
Oh, God.
34.
It's also really depressing because I watch a UFC all the time. Mm. The amount of times they're like, this guy's a veteran. He's been in the UFC for years. And he's like 33. And I'm like, oh, fuck my life. And then like the new guys coming in are literally there's children. Like there's 19-year-olds, like 18-year-olds coming at the UFC. And they're like, and I'm like, what how? How is this happening?
Because they don't last very long.
Well,
in UFC years,
but literally,
do they?
Oh, honestly, they're just. I'm like, oh, he could. I'd be out on my bike, and he'd be like, "Here's your bike," and I'd be like, "There's my bike," because there's nothing I can do.
Well, are you 17. Not looking forward to getting older?
It doesn't really bother us. I know I'm joking for the podcast now, but it doesn't really. I've got friends who are like, "Oh, I'm old. I'm a year older," and I don't really care.
I quite like being a bit older.
Yeah,
you get away with more stuff, I think.
What do you mean? What, like shitting your pants and that? And
no, not
all the Worthers.
Not that far. But
being
just
accidentally racist at Christmas. Like, terrible stuff like that.
Oh, she's 34. You
know, that's actually, well, it's not an excuse, it's just 74, but 34 is that. No, no. Get her out of my house.
Totally not allowed.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So it's not cues from the pews just yet,
mm-hmm.
but I got a very interesting letter letter, email from somebody that I
letter,
just
yeah.
quickly.
you are getting old.
I'm really old. It was a letter that came through the internet.
I got a telegram from my pen pal.
So I got a letter through the internet from somebody.
A message through the internet, but it rejected.
Yeah.
With a nut. Uh-oh.
It says, "Hi, Rosie. Hi, Chris. Hi. I have a question about the way you speak. Maybe I only notice because I'm not a native English speaker."
Ah, okay.
Okay. And it is completely normal for everyone else. And I was like, all right, okay, well, the Geordie accent, for one, is quite hard to understand. Yeah. Yeah. And this person's wrote in perfect English, so I am always impressed by that when somebody who's not English. So already they've trumped her, right?
Well, I always find that when you're like at a restaurant or something on holiday or someone on holiday and someone's like with a very slight accent, they're like, "Oh no, I'm sorry, my English is not that perfect." And you go, "Are you saying that to fucking kick me in the dick? Because your English makes my Spanish look like I've never fucking spoke in my life."
Because the only word I know is hello, and that was very, yeah, it was shoddy at best.
Your English makes my Spanish look like a fucking cave painting. Yes, they say it I'm telling you, they say it on purpose, you know. They go, "I'm sorry, my English is not that good." And in their head, they're going, "You lazy English pig, because you only know one language. This is my fifth."
Yeah,
and
I'm bothered,
I know how fucking stupid you are. And fair play to them. I'll let them have that.
It's so true. So this person has carried on. So I thought, oh, that's fair enough. I didn't expect this, though.
Okay.
So when I first started listening to your podcast, you had already announced the pregnancy. So I assumed it was some weird habit of Rosie's to keep reminding everyone she is pregnant.
This is
possibly
brilliant.
To get more sympathy or whatever.
Who's this?
But then I noticed Chris does it too. So I'm just a bit confused because that made me think. So hang on, when you tell people you're pregnant, are you meant to just tell them you're pregnant and then never mention it again?
I'd be up for that.
For you do.
I'd 100% be up for that. This person, is this my soulmate? Is this my Wayne Lineker?
May well be.
I found my Wayne.
So I was going to talk just then about how today I was watching something. I was watching a video on YouTube about a man making noodles. Right. And he lifted a pot and the pot was really heavy. Uh-huh. And honestly, felt a little bit jealous. Because at the minute, I'm really missing carrying heavy things. Because you're not allowed when you're pregnant.
Right. You're missing carrying heavy things. Said no one ever, apart from possibly Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime when he might have been injured.
Well, honestly, I'm not being
missing
funny.
I'm missing carrying heavy things.
I think it's because of everything that's going on at the minute. There's a lot of restrictions and stuff. Yeah. And I'm just getting told I can't do a lot of things right now.
I'm the same.
And lifting heavy things is really... I'm struggling with it because I just want to get shit done. And I'm just like, I want to just lift that shit up and I want to move them and I want to put that box in. I want to go in the loft and do that. And I'm not really meant to, and I'm trying to be sensible. So I was like, I want to talk about that. But then I got that email and I was like, well, I can't mention that because this shitbag thinks I mention being pregnant too often.
Still managed to, didn't you?
Yeah, still got in there. Anyway, so fuck you. But
this is amazing.
Then she said, "Why do you refer to yourselves as we?"
Right. So this is the actual language thing. The pregnancy thing was just a dick.
The pregnancy
on top
thing
of that.
Was just her being a dick, I think. But that's fine because I'm pregnant and I'm happy to be pregnant and I'm it's all I've got going on.
No. So I need this person's email. I just feel like I could offload a lot of stuff and that could help us.
You
could
have
problems.
A lovely time. But we say we. But it doesn't mean we as in...
Well, we say we.
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 It's very confusing.
I find it hard to, put it, sort of explain it when I get sort of quizzed on it. When someone's like us and we and wah. And I'm like, I can't,
no way, it's
I can't
just...
really, you're going to have to wait until you catch us saying it in a sentence.
And then I'll explain
and
it.
And then I'll explain it.
Like, okay, well then
are you coming, I think we've done it before, but are you coming with we? Are you coming with us?
Mm-hmm.
We.
Yeah. So I hope that helps, Kate. And the baby's due in January. I'll be looking forward to the card.
Oh, God.
Through the post.
Yeah, Kate's not going to know.
No.
But
Kate.
I will need that email address because I really think me and Kate would hit it off.
Well, honestly, you can go and take your little anxiety attacks over to Kate.
I think we'll
because that would be nice.
Well.
She'll tuck you in the bed during the day.
Yeah, that would be nice. You did. So I said to you when I went up to bed today, when I went up to bed heavy
this.
Depression today. You were, and anyone listening who thinks I'm taking the piss out of depression, I'm not. I went to bed during the day. You tell me that's not the act of a depressed man. I went up and you were like...
You can't take the piss out of depression when you have depression.
Yeah, but you know what people are like? They'll be like, you're making fun of it. I'm not making fun of it. I'm fucking miserable. God damn everything. But I went upstairs and you were like, do you not want to just stay and chat? And I was like, look, I'm just going to go to bed. I was like, just come and talk to us if you want to talk to us. Fucking half an hour later, you came up just as I was nodding.
Well, do you
off.
Know what I was doing?
Your dick.
I was what? Watching that noodle video.
Brilliant.
And that's what made us
absolutely
brilliant. Think about lifting stuff. And then I read that.
Great.
So I'm sorry. Who's more miserable? You or me? Oh, competition.
It's a fucking draw.
Who's more depressed?
It's a draw.
Listen, we're both as depressed as each other, so that's okay.
Fair enough. Jesus, got to laugh about it.
Exactly. Love you.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Just want to let you all know. I feel like I don't want to brag, and I want to word this like in a quite a humble way, so I don't sound like a big head.
Okay.
I am in awe of the genuine, magnanimous power that this podcast has. I went the wrong way, didn't I?
I don't know what you're talking about. What's happened?
Dominoes have caved in. And they've started doing half and half again.
No, they haven't.
They've started doing half and half again. They listen to this podcast. They shat their little knickers. Realise they were being stupid. And they're doing half and half
again. Have they for real?
Yeah. They've started, yeah. And can I just say now, right? I'm not going to name them. But a rival pizza company got in touch. Listened to the podcast.
Yeah, they did,
got in touch with our management and said... Hey guys, we're doing half and half. We'll send you one and you can post about it. Like, hashtag fuck Domino's. I was like, hey, that is snake behaviour. And I'm not happy with that. I'm not happy with that at all.
So when are you getting your first half and half?
Then? I didn't. Do you know what? You know what the weirdest bit is? Do you know how many times I've ordered a half and half?
How many?
Tried once that time. That's the only time I've ever tried a half and half.
Oh, no.
And weren't doing them.
But
now
you can't
brought
be
them
saying
back.
That. Maybe it's not as popular as what you think.
It might be. But it's not like... Well, there's nothing fucking different. There's nothing different.
I can't believe they brought it back.
They brought it back. I got tagged in a post.
Has that cheered you a bit? That must make you feel a bit
a
better.
A little bit. I might get one just for the crack.
You love Domino's.
Yeah. I might get half margarita and half margarita with extra cheese and see if I can see which side's which.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Why don't
It might just bump up like a curb.
Why don't you really try and push your luck and get margarita, but just get me a slice of bolognese.
I don't think they do bolognese.
What?
Oh God.
They don't do bolognese.
No.
Pizza.
No. They
Domino's.
Don't. No. Stop saying words. No. I think they do like ground beef. They'll do like ground beef and stuff. Oh my God, that's exactly what bolognese is.
No, bolognese is the sauce and everything.
Right, but you'll have to go to Gills
ground
for that
beef.
That.
Ground beef on a pizza?
Can you? I might actually phone them up and go, look, now they do half and half again, can I have a slice of meatballs, a slice of pepperoni, slice of, you know, vegetable, slice of chicken.
Yeah. Texas barbecue.
See what happens, yeah.
I'm a bit hungry, actually.
It'd be a fucking mess, that, wouldn't it? We had tea too early. We've done it again.
I know,
we did this
every time.
We had a massive pasta yesterday, about 4 o'clock. Mm. 8 o'clock, we put a fucking pizza in the oven.
I know, well, because Robin's clamming when he comes in from school. Mr. Clamming. And I'm like, right, well, I might as well make wall tea now. And then by 9 o'clock, we're pouching on extra stuff. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Rosie?
Yes?
I think I might genuinely be losing my mind and having some kind of breakdown. Because I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm really looking forward to Rosie's Mysteries.
I knew it.
It's got us.
Okay, here we go. It's a little bit special this week, and I think this is going to really cheer you up.
Fantastic.
So, hang on, but I couldn't work out how to do it properly, so it's a little bit... Okay, right.
Whoa, hold on. Are you trying to tell me that it's a little bit rushed?
Never.
I won't believe it.
No, never. No, it's
There's
great.
No way. No, it must be... It'll be spot on and high
professional.
Production values. Yeah, of course.
Professional.
Of course.
Right.
Three.
This is Robin's mysteries.
Oh. Well, I never knew that.
Oh, wow, I never heard this.
I don't believe it. After spooping every time. Let's see it.
Hang on, there's one more.
You are.
Have I had 100 biscuits?
No, you haven't had 100 biscuits.
Robin's biscuits.
Have you had any biscuits? It's a mystery.
Robin's biscuits.
So this week is brought to you by Robin's Mysteries.
Wow.
Couldn't get him to do it along with the theme tune.
No.
He was actually busy on the toilet while I did that.
It did sound very bathroom echoey, that. Yeah.
Trying to get him to do it and make any sense.
Robin's Mysteries,
but, yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it just by itself?
Yeah, please.
You ready?
Three. This is Robin's Mysteries.
Go on, son. When did you do this? I had no idea.
You ready?
never knew that. Can you believe it?
Listen.
It's just pooping every time.
It's what?
It's just pooping.
It's just pooping every time. Why has everything got to do with pooping?
Oh, I know. You listen to the podcast, I think.
Do you know, I was walking around the supermarket with him today. Mm. You sit in the trolley, and I got one of them Nutella dip pot things, yeah. Right? It was the emptiest I've ever seen the supermarket today, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was dead. Amazing. No one there loved it, right? He's eaten his little Nutella things with the little breadsticks. You know the ones I mean, the little dip pot. He finished all the breadsticks, and then he stuck his finger in the Nutella and got a big load of the Nutella on his finger.
That's good. During the pandemic,
I'd sanitise his hands beforehand.
Great.
And then we went down at aisle, and for some reason there was just so many people in the aisle, and he just held his finger and he just shouted at the top of his voice, "Daddy, I'm eating poo." And I went, "Really? Really?" And do you know, every aisle has been fucking deserted. Every aisle has been 100% deserted. And then we walked down this, I think it was the cheese aisle, and there was fucking loads of people. I was like, mate.
Do you remember Robin went to start at school last week and he's absolutely loving it. He's back to his normal self. It's great. But the first day, do you not remember when we were like, how was school today? What was the first thing he said? He went, "Mummy, somebody pumped, but the teacher didn't hear him." But I did.
That was a review of school.
Great. I'm so glad you've enjoyed that.
Come on then, what's this mystery?
Okay. Dear Rosie and Chris.
Oh.
I've been sitting on this story for a while now, but wasn't sure where it would fit in your podcast. But with the newly reformatted Rosie's Mysteries, I think it fits perfectly.
Wow.
Please read till the end. I think you're going to love it.
Wow.
Amazon. A couple of years back, me and my then boyfriend were walking home from a night out. Mid-walk, he stops and announces he needs to go at the toilet. Thinking he meant for a wee, I suggested he do it over a wall.
Jesus.
Without hesitation, he turned around and dropped trow. Just trow.
I like that.
Is that a thing?
I mean,
drop trow?
That is someone who says dropped trousers so much they've had to abbreviate it. So I don't know what word that
trow.
Is. Drop trow.
Oh, is that a posh way of saying it? And we just don't know about it.
I don't know. Dropped trow. What? So instead, all right, she has saved a few words there because instead he turned around and took his trousers down or dropped his trousers.
Just dropped trow. I like it.
Yeah. Wow. It's like when the government dropped at from stay at home and it was just stay home. Like
we're
all living in California.
Yeah.
Dropped trow.
Dropped trow.
Fantastic.
So he's dropped trow.
Dropped trow.
Proceeding to sit on the side of the wall and take a shit.
The worst.
In someone's front garden.
The worst.
I was surprised, but in my drunken state, I laughed it off and let him get on with his business.
Mangy.
Good for the compost, right?
Great. Horrible.
Little comedian.
I'd honestly, if I had a little front wall, you wouldn't know how high we're thinking, like knee high.
Yeah.
And I saw someone hanging their arse over my wall in the middle of the night, right? I would open the door so quietly, all the lights off, open the door so quietly, and I would just run up behind them and I would just fucking hoof them as hard as I could. Yes, I'd get shit on my shoe, but it would be so
But do you know,
it.
You'd get done.
I would, wouldn't
you'd
I?
You'd get done. The police would come and they'd go, "We're arresting you for assault." And you'd go, "They were shitting in my garden." They'd go, "Well, we don't care. You started that."
Where's the smoking gun? I mean, shitty shoe.
Chris, it's a cruel world we live in. Honestly, what can you do? So,
name wonder there's a pandemic. Shitting over people's garden walls. Heavens to Betsy.
Cut to the next morning when he realised he had lost his wallet.
Good. Serves him right.
Must have lost it at the rugby club, he thought.
Brilliant.
He phoned them and asked if there was any lost property handed in from the previous night, but they said no. We hadn't been anywhere else as we live walking distance to the venue, so the only other option was losing it on the way home.
Oh, God.
Remembering his toilet stop in the random garden, he concluded it must have fallen out of his pocket there. So we went back to the house to see if it was anywhere lying around. We arrived at the garden and peeked over the wall, but the wallet was nowhere to be seen. My boyfriend was also confused, as the shit he had done there the previous night, he assured me it was a whopper, had disappeared. Maybe he'd got the wrong house, I thought, but he was adamant it was the correct one. At that moment, the woman who lived at the house came outside and asked if she could help. My boyfriend explained that he had lost his wallet and was looking around to find it. He asked her if she had found one in her garden that morning, and she said... What do you think she said?
Is this the mystery?
This is the bit where you need to guess. This is the new format.
Okay.
We'll see how long it lasts.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you how long it's going to last. Not very long, because if the answer is no, it's the shittest email ever. The answer is yes.
So what did she say?
Yeah, she found it. It was in a big pile of shite. It was in some dog shit.
Is that what you're going for?
That's my guess.
It was in some dog shit.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. She said, "Was it you who shat on me tortoise?"
I apologise wholeheartedly. You could have gave me a year and I would not have come up with, "Was it you who shat on me tortoise?"
Turned out she had a pet tortoise that roamed around the garden, and my boyfriend had unknowingly taken a shit on its back before it waddled away. Hence the vanishing poo.
Wow.
Needless to say, he sheepishly made his excuses and left, cancelling all his cards immediately and dying of shame. Dying of shame only when he found out that he'd shat on the tortoise and the mummy come out. Not dying of shame the night that he dropped trow and it over the back of the bloody wall.
Good grief.
Shameful, shameful. That was...
Three. This is Robin's Mysteries.
So there you go.
Can't just say that. Poor tortoise, man. That tortoise walking from the door back to the wall, must have been plodding along going, "Hey, I think I've put on a bit of weight."
Christmas.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Beef. Ladies first, what's your beef?
My beef with you this week is...
Now, you hinted at this earlier on, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay.
So recently, and I don't know why, I don't know if you've done it always, but it's just annoying us at the minute because we are spending every bastard goddamn day together.
So yeah.
Recently, for some reason, mm-hmm. whether you're eating or you are doing the DIY yesterday, you cut your finger, you've started licking your fingers loads.
It's horrible.
Have you noticed it?
I'm just trying to get South Tyneside up to that number one spot.
Oh, but just all by yourself.
Just all by myself.
To infect yourself. No, you lick your fingers all the time at the minute, and you don't do it in a nice way. You do it like in a... So you put something in the microwave the other day, and you got it out, and you had a bit of food, and you were going...
Like old man.
Like an old bloke, like licking your finger. Like anyone else would just kind of go and suck it off and not really make much of a noise. But you're like... And when you cut your finger yesterday doing them wardrobes and you were sucking the blood out, I had to tell you to stop, didn't I?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it was awful.
I cut. Dear listener, right? I cut. A darling husband here is a hard-working husband, is doing DIY, putting up wardrobes because she's nesting and she wants all kinds done at the drop of a fucking hat. And I cut under both my thumbnails and they were bleeding. And I was trying to suck the blood off so that I wouldn't get it on the white wardrobes or the carpet. And yeah, she's like, "You're going to have to stop that. I'm going to have to leave." I should just sat in the corner.
It's the way you lick them. It's too much.
And by the way, while you sat in the corner while I was doing that, you actually said the words, while I was putting them together, you actually said the words, "I'm really enjoying sitting here doing nothing." That was nice.
Yeah, because I haven't done that for a while, so I was enjoying myself.
Oh, well, you got backed up on your noodle videos to watch, have you? You know that fucking time waste? I haven't done nothing for you. Do fucking nothing all the time, man.
Shut up.
How dare you? How dare
Is this
you?
Your beef, or are you just being
oh,
a dick?
Oh, no, it's not my beef at all. I've got a good beef for you this week.
Oh, come on,
I've got
then.
A double-headed beef for you
no,
this week.
No,
Honestly, you made a right twat of yourself this week, you did.
What have I done?
Right, my beef with you this week, right? You went to our office. We've got an office that we're going work in.
To
be sick of each other. Oh, yeah. So you went to the office, okay? I'm going to go to the office, I'm going to get some questions from the public and blah, 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 do a bit of work, sick of being in the house. No problem, darling, I'll continue doing the DIY that you'll probably come back and have a go at us for later on if I cut my finger or injure myself in the line of duty. Now, the doorbell rang.
Mm-hmm.
It was the midwife. Yes. Come for a midwife appointment with you.
Yeah.
You hit the roof if I leave the house and an Amazon delivery comes that I was waiting in for, or anything, literally. I leave, and the window cleaner comes, and you phone, and you go, "Window cleaner, sir, not the window cleaner, I was coming, fucking wife, you got out, the window cleaner's coming." Like you live in a tower, and you haven't seen fucking humanity, like an idiot, right?
Like people coming to the house.
Honestly, the guy's coming in, fix the window, or the guy's coming to fix the gate, and you're not here. He's going to cut us up. Idiot, right? Nutter. Now, bless her, because we know this midwife. She's lovely. She's a fan of the podcast.
Lovely.
She's absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
I actually Because I panicked. I didn't know what to do. So I let her in. I put the telly on for her. Right? I let her in. I put the telly on. I went, I'm literally going to pick Rosie up from the office. It's 2 minutes away. I'll go and get her.
Because I'd walked down like a mug, hadn't I? Yeah. I totally forgot.
The weirdest bit was I put the telly on for her and CBeebies was on off Robin. And I went, do you know how to use Sky Q? And she went, oh, I'll be fine. And when I eventually came back, she was sitting watching CBeebies. Because she didn't know how to use Sky Q. or maybe she didn't want to touch the remote for disinfecting purposes. I don't know. But so I went down to get you. I phoned you on my way, right? And I went, the midwife's here, by the way. And you were like, oh, shit. And I went, what's happening? She left. I went, no, I've let her in. She's just sitting, chilling, watching the telly. I'll come and get you. I'll come straight up.
Yeah.
You had the audacity, the absolute barefaced cheek to say to me, where is she? Front room or back room? And I went back room and you went, oh, but the back room's a mess. You cheeky fucking dick.
I couldn't
believe it.
You need to learn a little bit of house etiquette.
You need to learn a bit of time management and knowing when someone's coming round to blimmin' scan your child.
I forgot. I'd set an alarm and it told us the day before. Yeah. And naively I thought, oh, I'll remember that. But I didn't remember. Great. So I'm
Put
sorry,
your diary.
Michelle.
Look at your
totally
diary.
Forgot. All right. I forgot. Jesus. Anyway, next time you bring someone in the house who doesn't come regular, right? Yeah. Who doesn't know that we're not pigs.
Yeah.
Put them in the nice room.
Right.
Sit them in the good room. I've deliberately got a good room that nothing ever moves. Nobody goes in there, really. Put them in there.
Don't put them
in the flipping, the cereal stuck to the carpet, CBeebies is on, there's train tracks going up across the floor. Don't put them in there. Put them in the good room.
But you got to put them in there so they think, oh, these live like pigs, there's nothing to steal. That's what you've got to do.
I hope she didn't say, I'd clipped Robin's nails on the carpet early and I hadn't hoovered yet.
You ready for part two, me beef?
Part
two, me beef is, we went through to the front room when she got here. I went through to the good room when she got here and she was doing all the midwife stuff on you, right? And you, every single day, oh, Chris,
I'm tired.
Oh, pregnancy. Oh, why do I feel sick? Oh, I've got indigestion. Why am I knackered? Oh, what's wrong with us? Oh, Chris, what's wrong with us? Oh, my God, I'm massive. Oh, God, oh, I'm knackered. Oh, I'm sad. Oh, what's happening? Oh, God. Midwife. How are you having that? How are you finding the pregnancy, Rosie? Fine, yeah, I'm great. It's just great. Breezing through, not an issue. I nearly fucking exploded.
I've never
felt so betrayed in all my life.
All right, okay. Well, let's just clarify here, right? I think when your midwife asks you that question, I don't think she means, how are you doing? Like, did you mean to eat them 9 packets of Monster Munch last night? I don't think she's asking that. I think she's asking more so like, how do you feel? Is the baby kicking? Things like that. Not, I'm bloody sick of my life. I hate being pregnant. I want to down a bottle of gin. Not, she doesn't need to know that.
Right. Even just a little sentence of, oh, I've been a little bit knackered, but you know, don't we all have been pregnant?
I think I did say that after.
Nah, definitely didn't. It's up there with the level of betrayal you feel when your child's really, really well behaved for a teacher and you look and you go, who the fuck is that? It was up there with that.
Well, sorry, but
mortified.
You know, that's what...
Honestly.
You're going to apologise?
What, apologise
to being pregnant and tired? Absolutely not. But yes, Michelle, I lied to you.
She's having a fucking stinker.
I'm not good.
She's having a stinker.
She said I look good, though.
Yeah. Michelle, I want that vase back like you stole. I'm joking, she didn't. She didn't say anything. Vase.
You're funny. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for questions from the public.
And the cues from the pews. And
the queeps from the peeps.
Oh, queeps from the peeps. Oh, I like that.
She made it up. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Send us absolutely anything. We'll love you. Thank you.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. I have a question that's been bothering me for quite a while.
Okay.
And there's no man that I'm close enough to that I feel I can ask this. So this one's for Chris.
Wow. I'm honoured.
Just for you.
I'm honoured.
Okay.
Come on. Well,
you might not be.
Oh, God.
Well, you might be. What do you do with your willy when you have a poo? Does it lay on the toilet seat? Is it dangling in the bowl? Does it even touch the underneath bit of the toilet seat or the rim of the bowl bit where the water comes out when you flush? What do you do in public bathrooms? I need to know because I literally lay awake at night thinking about it.
Who the fuck is this?
It's someone, I think, who's watched a lot of porn
right.
and doesn't realise that average Joe's willies are not long enough
to dangle,
to
in,
dangle in the water of the bowl.
Listen, right? Yes, it dangles in the water when that toilet's blocked. And it's right up at the rim. Of course it does. Who wouldn't? Right? I... What a fucking lunatic has typed this.
And does it lay on the toilet seat?
Well, no,
it's
because...
quite a gap, that, isn't it?
Does it lay on the toilet seat? So they think that I sit in the... It could lay on the toilet seat if you wanted it to.
Could it?
Yeah. No, it could. Not 100%.
Could it?
Not 100%. We've got a really small toilet seat. No, I could. But my point is, it could.
Christopher, I've seen your flaccid penis. It couldn't lay on the toilet seat.
Right.
You'd have to be right shuffled up next.
Right. Okay. Pause the podcast right now.
No.
Pause the podcast right now. Take your headphones off. Come on. Go to the toilet.
No.
Come on.
I don't want to see. Right, hurry up. Come on. Hurry up.
1-0.
It does. Okay, it does. It can sit on the rim of the toilet seat.
Listen, the problem is it can't lie on the lid of the toilet seat. Whoever sent this in, Mrs. Maniac, right? Because with every... This is the rudest we've ever gone, right? With every push...
What push?
Of doing number two.
Oh, no.
A bit number one comes out. So we could lay on the toilet seat, but what lunatic would lie on the toilet seat? Because you would just wee all over whatever's in front of you.
Does that happen?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Is that meant to happen, Chris?
Oh, I find this juvenile and disgusting and pathetic, but are there literally women listening now going, eh? Does that happen?
Well, I didn't know that men...
Yeah.
When you go, a little bit every time
so when
have
you
have a
go, when you go twosies, you do a little bit of onesies as well.
No
yeah?
way.
Yeah.
Chris, we might get emails. That might be something... You might need to go to the doctors.
Well, why? Because I can't lie me knob on the toilet seat. I
no,
don't want to.
Because you keep winging every time.
Butcher's bloody sausage on a slab. You got to admit, Rosie, what you just saw there was a sad bloody sight.
It was horrible. Honestly, it's put me off for a while. I'm not going to lie. It's a good job that we're already pregnant. There's going to be a lot of blokes doing this, I think, from now on. I'm sorry, I didn't really... It did really fit as well. I'm sorry. I'm making it sound like you've got some sort of micro...
Slagging me off. Honestly.
Oh, gosh. Funny.
What?
Funny.
That is the weirdest email.
I know.
Such a weird personal question.
Yeah.
That's up there with the weird person on Twitter now and then who asks for socks and that off people.
Well, they put... I would do an office poll, but I've only just got a new job and I'm not close enough to them yet. And it says as well, and I haven't been with my boyfriend for very long enough to ask him.
Hi, you're right. Yeah, you don't know me. I've just started an account. When you... Sorry? When you... Oh, shit. Do you have your knob in there? And does it touch the... where's HR? Can I... Sorry, what was you saying him? I just need to say him for human resources because I'm going to report you. Because how long you worked here? Yeah, empty your desk.
3 hours.
Now.
So, yeah. How long have you worked here? As long as it took us to type up this questionnaire for you.
Funny.
While you're at it, while you're at the urinal, balls in or out? I mean, fucking hell.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hiya, Chris and Rosie. Please keep me anonymous.
Always.
Thought you would like to hear about an awful date I had with a guy from everyone's favourite dating app, Tinder.
Yeah.
Tinder.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to stop you right there, Rosie. Right? Because I feel as a duty. I had an email a while ago off someone and I've kept it in my computer just for a moment like this, right?
Okay.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. After listening to the most recent podcasts, you have mentioned several times after some quite frankly horrific stories from Tinder, brackets the guy with the dildo shelf is quite frankly the most disturbing thing I've ever heard in my life, close brackets. I feel duty bound to share with you that I met my boyfriend on Tinder after the breakdown of my 11-year marriage. Mm. And I can honestly say, I have never been happier. I guess I just wanted to say that there are some good eggs out there. And those poor sods that are still swiping their way through the masses, their time will come.
Mm.
Big hugs and massive congrats on the new baby, Hannah and Josh.
Thank you, Hannah and Josh.
There you go.
That's really lovely. But unfortunately, I don't think anybody really wants to hear about the lovely love stories that people have found on Tinder.
I just wanted to say, Hannah, Josh, you're in the minority. Rosie, tell us the weird one.
Okay, yeah. That is lovely. I know a few people who've met on dating sites. Dating sites are great. They're the new way to meet people. But unfortunately, I don't think we'd be on as many downloads as we are if we just talked about the good stuff.
Exactly.
We're here for the grim,
yeah,
the ugly, and the plain weird. Right.
Hannah and Josh, piss off, you boring bastards.
Oh, no. Thank you, no. Hannah and Josh.
Well done,
totally
yous.
See where you come from. Anyway, so, keep your anon.
Ovs.
Awful date. I was talking to this guy for a few weeks over social media that I met on Tinder. Seemed like a nice guy and was actually interested in more than a shag. I drove to his house and we went to a local pub from there for a drink. We had a lovely date and he seemed like a nice guy. When we got back to his, he invited me upstairs. And one thing led to another.
Oh, God.
This is not me at all, so I have no idea why I went through with it. But it's done now.
Wow.
That's what everyone says.
Yeah, oh, yeah. This is my first time. Oh, my God, I never do this. I never do this on a one night on a first night. Never.
Never.
Yes, I am freshly shaved. Are you? That's
funny, that. Yeah, just in case. We then went downstairs to where his parents were sat in the living room.
Good grief.
He walked out the room and said he was going to get something, so I was left awkwardly with a guy's family who definitely just heard us having sex.
Jesus.
He walked back in with something in his hand. You will never guess what he had. I should have done this for Bloody Rosie's Mysteries. What do you think he had?
Baby duck. Baby chick. Frog.
No.
Mole.
No.
Salt. Some salt.
No.
Lamp?
No.
Right,
that's enough. A car.
A little toy car.
This guy brought in a list of A to Z of girls he had shagged and added my name to the letter A in front of his parents.
Go and piss off. There is no way.
Mm-hmm. He discussed how the sex went in front of his parents and then proceeded to read out the names of girls he had shagged and how many of each name he had.
What?
He had nearly filled every letter up with a name and with several on each letter.
What the fuck? No!
I made the excuse that I needed to go home as it was getting late.
I made the excuse that I needed to go home as it was getting absolutely horrendous.
Can you believe that?
No way.
Do you know what it is? There is part of us that goes, that's not real. But then there's part of you goes, well, why would somebody...
It's a really random thing to make
I think
up
it
well.
Might be real.
What was Mum and Dad doing?
Jeffrey.
Do you think they turned the telly down?
Probably. They're probably chuffed of them. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Got any Bs? Got any Zs, son?
God. Like sex Scrabble.
I know. Horrible, that, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine him going through the list like that and going, oh, hey, look at this. I've filled it up. Oh, hey, there we go. All I needed was H, Hannah. That's great. And then she's like, sorry, no, my name's Anna. And he's like, you're fucking joking, aren't you? And his dad's like, son, for fuck's sake, man. You had all 26 there. You never listened. You know that? He doesn't listen, does he, Derek? You don't, do you?
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Just remembered a funny story from a few years back that you might enjoy. I beat the Granger Market.
Newcastle,
in Newcastle. And bought a large squid from one of the fishmongers to use it as fishing bait.
I already hate where this is going. I've been affected by this podcast. No, it's not just, I've been affected by the podcast.
Why?
I don't like that he's been in the Granger Market buying a squid.
I'm a bit annoyed that he's bought a squid to take fishing. He's using it as bait.
Yeah, yeah.
I think a squid's quite a nice thing. I feel like that's a bit of a waste.
Yeah.
You could use maggots for bait.
Well, it might be really good bait. I don't know much about fishing.
I think squid surely is a bit of a delicacy. And isn't that some sort of, not incest.
Cannibalism.
Cannibalism?
Incest.
No.
Do you know how fishing work? Do you know what? You don't pull your rod out and the fish is just fucking the hook going, come on, put us back in the water. I need some privacy. It's eating it.
That's what I meant. It was the wrong word.
Cannibalism. Fucking with the food chain. No,
well,
they all eat each other, and everyone fucking eats everyone in the ocean. It's craziness, isn't it?
Okay.
It's carnage.
Well, fair madness. Enough. Bit decadent, though.
I mean, it is a bit more. Yeah, so if he's taking squid.
He's went in the Granger Market.
He's taking calamari to go and try and catch a little fucking. A couple of tiddlers.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, that is weird, yeah.
This is in the Northeast as well.
That is really weird.
He actually goes fishing in Sunderland. Doesn't even go to Newcastle. So
I go past them all at Sunderland.
Yeah, well, that's where he's fishing.
I go past every single one of them on my bike.
Would you have guessed that they'd have squid?
I wouldn't have guessed. No. No.
You know.
Tell you what, they're a ragtag bunch of individuals, the guys fishing at Sunderland Pier. I don't want to slag anyone off here, but I'm not the most comfortable when I go past.
Why?
There's fucking loads of them, and they're all like blokes, like scary looking, but they're just sitting standing fishing. But they are just a little bit frightening.
Must get a lot of fish there.
But
so anyway,
the fact that someone has emailed our podcast and he's just purchased a fresh squid, I don't like where it's going.
Okay, well,
I don't like where it's going.
Let's just see where it goes, right?
Oh, God.
So he's got his squid. He's got his squid for the fishing bait.
Right.
Roll on the next day, me and my cousin, he was about 8, went fishing next to the glass centre in Sunderland.
Right.
I'm guessing he's a man and the cousin's 8 or whatever. I don't know.
Well, he must be a bit. Well, this is a few years ago. He might be a teenager.
Who knows? The day had been quite dull. You'd never have guessed since
fishing.
He'd been fishing.
Aye, fishing. Never in the world. Dull. Fuck it. I've got to say, do you know what? No, I'm going to slag them off. Bunch of boring fuckers.
What, fishing?
Aye, you're boring us out.
Oh, don't.
You're boring us out.
You know,
do you know, how many supermarkets there are? Do you know how many supermarkets with fishing you walk past on the way to the pier? Boring fucker.
You know my opinion on fishing.
What's your opinion on fishing?
Well, when my ex-boyfriend made us went fishing with him once.
Did he?
Yeah. Oh, and I don't know whether I talk.
Have you said this on the podcast?
I don't know.
Come on.
He made us go fishing. We used to love fishing and I just hated it.
Boring.
Made us go with him. It was freezing cold and he put up a tent for us and I was just raging the whole time. Sorry.
This is amazing. We haven't spoken about this on here. I don't even know if I know this.
Yeah.
So Can I just say?
What?
I have got the short end of the fucking stick here. I'm too good to you.
What do you mean?
Because this is the same boyfriend who used to go at the fucking driving range and sit and watch him hit golf balls. Just sit there like a little weird little gargoyle perched watching him.
This was back before when I had children and that, and I had a lot of time.
Nah, I'm too good to you. Honestly, you've struck gold here. He used to take you to the bloody driving range where we're going tonight, love. I'm going for a meal. We're going to the driving range, love. You'll sit and watch me hit balls. He wasn't from Yorkshire, but it just sounds better. And then now I hear he's gone fishing and he's just put you up a little tent for you to sit in.
I read three magazines.
Like
and
a
then
dog.
I wanted...
And he's took you some magazines in a little tent.
It was awful.
Where was it?
I don't know.
That's
it. Was one of them, it was like a reservoir where you've got to pay to go.
Fucking
But then you've got to put the fish back in. So I was raging. I was like, this is pointless.
Whatever.
Can't even eat the fish.
Wow.
Yeah, but I mean, came to the end of the relationship.
We need more information here.
Well, I knew it was at the end of the relationship
right.
when he was going to the golf course and asked us to walk around with him. And I said, no, I can't do this anymore. And
so
that's when we split
up. So you'd rather sit on the bench at the driving range than walk around the golf course?
That was one time.
Yeah.
It was one. No, but I used to have a turn as well. It was quite fun.
I used to have a turn as well.
Okay.
This is the woman who won't even play a game of pool with me in the pool on the pool table that's in the next room. This is, honestly, you went fishing and sat. I'm betrayed. You went and sat in a little tent. He put a little... How long did it take him to put the tent up?
I can't remember. It was just like a little covering thing. It was really cold. I really had a bad time. It was a horrible day.
No,
I wanted
to
stay for the full day because he like paid for the full day. And it would have to drive there, so it was quite far away.
I've never heard this. I don't know.
Anyway.
The other fishermen going, look, everyone else has brought other fishermen with them or dogs, and he's just brought a fucking woman to sit in a tent and read magazines, just fucking whinging.
It was really shit.
Ozzy, will you shut up, man? You're whinging, scaring all the fish off.
Trying to relax. I was just seething.
That's terrible.
Anyway, oh, he's a nice guy.
That's just... No, I'm not slagging him off. I'm slagging you off for going. I'm slagging you off. You won't even play pool with me. Honestly.
Well, why do you think? Because I've been dragged everywhere. He ruined it. He ruined it for you.
Sitting in a little tent watching
someone
fish.
Can we crack on
fish.
With this story?
You know what? No, we can't because I'm so angry. And also, the phrase, I'd rather watch paint dry, for me is now being replaced with, I'd rather sit in a tent and watch someone fish. That is the worst day. Chris, sitting in a tent in the cold watching someone fish is the worst thing I can imagine.
I don't even think you caught anything that day.
Where does honestly, man have had a fucking hired back anyway, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I don't think you got anything though.
Oh, anyway, God.
Right, so can we crack on?
Yeah, we can, my life's just changed. This is amazing.
Great. So they've got the squid and they've gone to Sunderland to fish.
Yeah.
Day had been quite dull.
Never.
Until something amazing happened.
Doubt it.
In the corner of my eye, we saw a woman and a dog walking in our direction.
Okay.
The woman shouted, don't let him eat anything! But by this point, it was already too late. The dog had picked up the huge squid I'd bought the day before and started hacking it to bits.
Shut the fuck up. I said that at the beginning.
I know you did. I know. Yeah. That was really weird.
Wow!
The woman started shouting, kick it! Kick it!
Oh no!
So... without any thought, my cousin gave the dog a swift kick.
No
he
fucking
would drop
way.
The bait. As you can guess, the woman was absolutely fuming. I tried telling him off, but I was laughing too hard. He's putting brackets here. I don't condone animal cruelty, by the way. It was just the circumstance. And
yeah,
to be fair,
course,
his
yeah,
cousin
yeah.
was a child, and we don't either. But it's
but
just...
why she shouted kick it, and then she went off it?
She meant the squid, Chris. She didn't mean her dog.
Kick it away from
She meant
him.
Kick the squid. Kick it. Oh, kick God. It. Kick it. Oh. And he booted the dog.
Oh. Well, at least the kid's only eight, so it can't have been a hard kick.
And he didn't mean to do it at
wow.
all. But
wow. That's fuck. You'd be raging, wouldn't you?
She was not
kick
happy.
It. Not me dog, you little twat.
The question is, have either of you been in a hilarious or embarrassing situation where you have not quite understood the context of something someone else has asked you to do?
Off the top of my head, I can't really think of one specifically like that. But with all of like this whole COVID stuff and having masks on and having to do these one-way systems and stuff in supermarkets, I was out on my bike the other day, bike guy. And I went into a supermarket and I had my helmet on, and I had my sunglasses on, and I had my mask on, right?
Yeah.
And I walked in, and I was getting some bottles of beer, bottles of Corona.
Yes.
It was Saturday night, I was getting some bottles for the night. And because you got your mask on, and you're looking at the one-way system, and everything's going on my bike, and I'm knackered, and I just walked up to the fridge, because it was one of them moments where it was like, I wasn't thinking straight. And I just picked up the bottles, and I just started putting them into my backpack. And I was just like shoveling them in, and I turned, and there was like a woman walking down the aisle who worked there, like glaring at us. And I went, I should probably pay for these first, shouldn't I? And she went, And I was like, you think you've just caught me fucking stealing, haven't you?
Yeah.
I was like, you honestly think you've got, and I wasn't even embarrassed. I was angry. Like, I was angry that she, and again, it's the masks, like, you can't convey.
You cannot see
enough emotion.
Nah.
So she was like, I just caught you stealing. You're going to pay for it, you know, and you can get off with it. And I was like, oh. And then when I got to the counter, it was her serving us. And I went, oh, I'll finally pay for them, eh? And then I paid for them. She was like, And I was like, now I can put them in the bag. And she was like, you can. And I was like, you fuck. Oh. And there was no way.
Bet you loved that, though.
But there was no way out of it. There was no way. I was really embarrassed. But there was no way out of being able to go, like, you know, I take my mask off and go, listen, I wasn't, because the more I'd have went, you know, I wasn't stealing them, it would have been like, well, you were.
Well,
you're
you
just
were.
Protesting too
I've
much.
I caught
yeah.
you.
Ugh, so
thou
annoying.
Doth protest too much.
But I talked about it on the one show, didn't I? My mum, when she went into Sainsbury's,
Mm-hmm.
I said this on the one show. I don't know how many people saw it on the one show, but again, when there's so many things going on, you're not thinking. My mum was so worried about putting a mask on. She walked in from the rain into Sainsbury's, put a mask on, and she was walking around, and she says all the staff were staring at her for ages, and she was like, why is everyone staring at us? And she was like, I got my mask on, why is everyone staring? And a woman came up and went, you know, you can put your brolly down. It's just walking around Sainsbury's with her brolly up. Fucking like a dodgem.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, here's a little story for you. I've listened to every one of your podcasts and I've now plucked up the courage to send you this story.
Ooh.
Imagine Christmas Eve, you go out to your family for a lovely meal, play a few games when you get home, charades, guess who, post-it notes on your head, you know, the standard Christmas games.
Mm.
It's getting close to 12 o'clock, which obviously means bedtime, even at the age of 32. Now, I still feel 12 o'clock is my limit on Christmas Eve. I have to agree with that.
Yeah, you've got to go bed before Santa comes.
Mm. I say to my fiancé, who I've been with for 7 years, that it's time to go upstairs. His reply, go up, babe, I'll be up in a minute, as I've got one more present to wrap, and he gives me a wink.
Oh, no.
So off I go.
It's his penis. It's his penis.
Would you stop guessing stuff?
It's his penis.
No, it's absolutely not.
Okay.
So off I go, excitedly thinking, I wonder what he's got me. I get in my Christmas PJs, do all the pre-bed pampering, and remember that I've left my phone charger downstairs.
Oh, no.
As I pass my dad on the landing, he says, I've left them wrapping presents in the living room. So I creep downstairs, as I didn't want them, my mum and my fiancé, think I was trying to spoil a Christmas surprise.
Oh, no.
As I get to the bottom of the stairs, I hear some strange noises coming from the living room.
I can't.
However, no. I carry on to the kitchen. The noises continue, so I press my ear against the wall and think, what on earth are they watching? It sounds like porn.
Oh, for fuck's sake, on Christmas Eve, what's wrong with everyone?
I remember that I've left my drink in the lounge, so think I'll use that as an excuse to pop back in and have a look at what they are watching. They can easily hide any gifts.
This is...
As I open the door, to my horror, I see my fiancé licking out my mum.
No way on earth. That, no. No?
She's repeated it. Yes, my fiancé.
Fellatio and her mum. Doing what mom, I said. Mom.
I scream. I mean, what else was I supposed to do?
That's
my dad comes rushing down and I tell him all. He tells them both to get out of the house. I haven't spoken to either of them since. It's been 5 years. And Christmas has never been the same again.
Jesus Christ.
Christmas Eve will always be known as the night my fiancé licked out me mum.
Jesus. Yeah, they don't do a card for that. And you know what it is, Rosie? You know what's the saddest thing about all this?
What?
Santa's supposed to get the pie. Can I just say, we're taking the piss, but we are so sorry how horrible that is for
that
you.
Is that is awful. But there's a happy ending.
Okay.
Sort of. Obviously, a lot has happened since, and I'm now happily married with two kids.
Oh, I'm so glad.
So, listen.
Yep.
What's fuck that him. Remind you
of? Fuck him, fuck her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Intense, that, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
I know. Thought you might like that. A bit gossipy, that
Jesus.
One, isn't it? Bit like reading one of them magazines full of all the
yeah,
shite.
The reader's wife stories and porn magazines. Yeah.
Love it.
Good grief.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Rosie.
Right. Yeah.
Rosie.
What?
I've got a question for you, actually.
What?
This is so weird and random. I was watching You Being Framed with Robin the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of, there was a sports special. And there's a lot of people falling over hurdles.
Yeah.
At school, did you do real hurdles or did you do pretend hurdles?
I don't think we did hurdles at all.
Because my school didn't have hurdles, but we just set up a 100-meter track.
Yeah.
And every sort of 10 meters, the PE teacher just shouted jump and you had to jump. And that's not a lie. And I wish it was and it's not. So you would run from the bottom of the field. It would be 2 years as you would run. And like...
And then you just go...
Jump! And you both have to jump. Okay. And then a few more steps. And then you go, jump! And then a few more steps. And you go, jump! And then you go at the end and you'd be like, oh, like, you wouldn't have made over them. You weren't jumping high enough.
Wow.
But he was, so he wins.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Just felt like you needed to know that.
No, I didn't know that. And I don't remember doing hurdles at all. No. Yeah. So,
well, I don't remember. I never did hurdles. I did A.
Mm.
We jumped over A. And I wasn't very good at it.
No, I was terrible at running at school.
Yeah.
Like, shocking. I remember doing cross country.
Yeah.
But it was basically, it was a jog around the bottom of the field.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what used to happen was there was teachers like spread out making sure you were jogging.
Yeah.
But then when you were right at the other end of the field, they couldn't see you. Yeah. Me and my friends used to just walk, but lift our knees up really high to look like we were running.
Hilarious.
So we just walked, but we lift them up. So it was, I mean, they must have realised that now, thinking back, that's a terrible thing because you would just know. But how we did that for years.
I remember once I did like a cross country run, I think it was through the school, but it was like on a Saturday or somewhere. This big, like massive cross country run with loads of runners, like the Shields Harriers, who were running team and that. Mm-hmm. They took part, and loads of people took part. And
you talk about the Great North Run.
It wasn't the Great North Run, and it wasn't the Junior North Run. It was just some big run.
Okay.
And I remember I did. It was like three times around this like massive field kind of thing. And I thought the second time round was the third one, and we got to like what was the finish line, and I like fucking pegged it and like overtook like two people, and I was like, yeah, and there was one lap left. I was fucked.
You absolute mug. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, I thought you'd enjoy this wee story from my single days. It's the worst accent ever.
Yeah. Where's you from?
Scotland, I think.
Great.
Just wee.
Wee. Is she Scottish and it's a wee story from my single days? Or is she not and it's a wee story?
Oh, no, it's not about wee.
Right, okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay. You got to check with Stag Mountain, you
know? I know, well, yeah, it's not. It's just a small
story.
You got you. A few years ago, I went to Bruges with a girlfriend of mine for a weekend. She and I had a great time tasting all the beers, and I had managed to convince an old travelling friend, let's call him Steve, to come visit on the Saturday from Brussels.
Got you.
What are you laughing at?
Let's call him Steve. It's just...
Any name. Pick a name.
Let's call him Steve.
Do you know what's funny? The whole story is not... It's not actually that embarrassing for Steve.
Okay.
So the fact that she's changed his name...
I wish she wants anyone to use the power of deduction and find out.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Fair enough. I quite fancied Steve when we were travelling, and whilst he was definitely not boyfriend material, he was still quite cool and good looking.
Okay.
Anyway, a day and evening of drinking and laughter later, and we convinced Steve to miss his last train back to Brussels and stay with us. We said us girls could top and tail in a bunk in our hostel, and he could have the other bunk as there was no rooms left.
Hey, how the other half live?
I know. Oh, hey.
Oh. We'll top and tail. Hey, miss your train. We'll top and tail in a bunk bed in a hostel because all the other beds are taken, so it'll be fucking heaven. And you can have the other secondhand used last night bunk yourself.
It's not inviting in my eyes. That's not. I would go, I'll get me train. Thanks.
I'd sleep in the train station.
Hmm.
100%.
Would you over that?
I'll just stand there. I'll just stand in the train station until the morning and the next train.
Really? No, yeah, you wouldn't.
I probably would. I'd probably just stand there. Or sit in the corner.
Well, instead of sleeping in a bunk.
Yeah, in a hostel.
In a hostel.
1,000,000%. Yeah. I'd walk around the street.
Stand in the corner of a train station.
Yeah.
I don't believe that for a second. Well, I think you would regret 100%. That. I think you'd be stood in the corner of that train station thinking, I could be in a bed right now.
Well, this is pre-lockdown, so there wouldn't be a 10 o'clock. You know, 10 o'clock, whatever. So you go to a nightclub or whatever. You could go somewhere, then you go to McDonald's or something like that.
Oh, you are explaining.
And then you could literally go.
Night.
Yeah, yeah, but then you could go and stand in the train station.
Yeah, but then you'd get that really, do you know when you're so tired? Like, you know when you're travelling and you're so tired that you want to just die? That's what you'd be feeling like in that train station.
Yeah, and you know what's worse than death? A bunk bed in a hostel.
Right, well, fair enough. So we stumbled in fairly pissed into our dorm, and the girls in the other bunk seemed quite annoyed that we'd brought someone back and we were making noise.
Yeah.
Sounds like your kind of dorm.
It's don't book a bed in a room full of beds and be surprised when someone comes in and makes some noise.
Yeah.
Like, you're not at the fucking Waldorf Astoria. People are going to come in.
See, it's hard for us, though, to understand because it's something that we've never done.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's because, well, me personally, by any means, being posh or anything like that, just hostel and travelling life, I've never, ever done.
Yeah.
But I can't ever imagine going to sleep next to a stranger in the same room. I can't imagine it unless I was in prison.
Well, your thing at the minute is to just stop me snoring. So you'd just be walking around the room all night, shoving everyone all night, going, "Sit, you're snoring. Stop snoring. Mm-hmm. Stop it."
I would.
Your new thing.
I would. Yeah. Have you ever heard you snoring? by the way. Not your tennis snoring.
Think of that.
Why?
Think of what you just asked me. Have I ever heard myself snoring?
Oh, okay.
Have you lost your mind?
Would you like to hear yourself snoring?
Have you recorded it again?
Maybe I have.
Oh, for fuck's sake, man.
Do you want to?
I can't live in this house. Do you know
that? Do you actually want to, though?
It's like being in the Big Brother house.
You've just reminded us of it.
Come on, then.
But this is what I have to listen to 6 or 7 times a night, and this is why I wake you up. You're going to get a shock. It's awful, Chris.
Really?
This was last night.
I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Right, okay. You snore as well.
I don't think I snore like this.
Okay, go on, then. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
My Grandad Joe. Your clip. Every night,
that's
6 or 7
bad.
Times, I swear to God.
Okay.
Awful. That's what I have. And it wakes me up.
Wow.
So there you go. Anyway.
Okay. That's, I'll take that.
Right. Back to the hostel. I told you reminded me of that.
I stand corrected.
So they're making a lot of noise. The girls are getting pissed off. So they started to threaten to go tell the reception and get us all kicked out for sneaking someone in.
Great.
Steve was in the bunk above us and was too drunk to obey orders. He would keep leaning over and saying he needed company up there, as he was going to rush off to get the first train, so we had to have one girl up there in order for it to not look like we had someone there in the morning.
I mean, I'd...
Like a boarding school.
Like...
Do they check where you've slept?
Yeah.
What?
I need some company up here is the worst line in the world, by the way.
Well,
and I'm getting an early train in the morning, so will someone come up here? So he's, I mean, yeah. I mean, he's trying his best.
He's trying it on. Yeah.
He's trying his best.
I needed no excuse, and so I said, I'll go. He was clearly wanting a cheeky snog.
Great.
So up I went, and sure enough, his hands crept all over me, and we were making out. And he kept whispering just how much he liked me. He continued and said he had fancied me from the start, and hadn't it been obvious? And I said, well, no, I didn't get that vibe from you at all when we were travelling. He suddenly goes quiet and says, Chloe? I say, yes. Another long silence. Oh, shit. At this point, I clocked that he thought he had been snogging my friend and immediately got angry and kicked him out of bed.
Oh, wow. Oh, that is fantastic.
Can you imagine?
Congratulations, Steve. You cock-blocked yourself.
Well, I was thinking about this, though. What would you do? Would you just keep... Like, you would have to go... Huh? Chloe? Like...
Wow.
Or would you just keep going?
I mean, I don't know. Like, would it have been rude for him when he was saying, I need some company up here, to specifically say which one he wanted?
I mean, he really should have specified which.
Hey guys, I got the early train in the morning, and you know, they might rather lonely up here. Need some company. Not you, Chloe.
Anyone but you, Chloe.
Need some company, one of you. Not you, Chloe.
Eeny, meeny.
Chloe, did you not get the hint when he was going to miss his train? He offered you the train ticket, so you would just fuck off to Brussels and leave you with his mates.
Poor Chloe. Oh, bless her heart. I'll go. Oh.
He could have styled that out, to be fair, though. She could have been like, I didn't get that vibe when I was travelling. He could have been like, Chloe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How could you not have got that vibe? I thought it was so obvious.
Now, good night. Oh.
God, this headache has come on so quickly. You going to ask your mate if she's got any paracetamol? Or will you go somewhere miles away? Chloe, do you want to go? Do you fancy going and standing in the train station on your own?
I've heard from a friend it's really good.
So McDonald's on the way. Get your sack. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Thank you once again for listening to this week's episode of Shag Maradonoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
I'll tell you what other network it's part of. It's part of the bloody Cheering Chris Ramsey Up Network.
You feel a bit better.
I was honestly really, really down all day, and I wish I'd done it earlier on, because I'm really cheered up now, and I'm really happy. We've been chatting for a bit, and it's been lovely.
Good.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope you're all okay. Hope everything's all right. The book is out if you want Cheering Up in lit. literature form? Paper form.
Literary.
The book is out at the moment in all lovely, good, nice book places. As always, if you want to get in touch at shagmarinord@gmail.com, thank you so much, and we will be all over your ears next week. Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.